Well, Izzy, that was tough conditions and mentally quite tough at the start, given that you had quite a long hold when you thought you were about to go.
Yeah, it's always tricky being held, whether you're on course or about to go. But luckily, we are used to those situations. It was just quite cold for us and a bit of a worry with the horses, especially her being a mare. You don't want them to get cold and their muscles to get sore so they can't run and jump as well as they should do.
But did you feel it was turning into quite an easy round right from the start?
Not an easy round, and it's very easy to think that and then pay the penalty. You have to focus, but she is a fantastic cross-country horse, and she really was great today.
And what were the key elements? I mean, people are having run outs. So it was just a question of keeping your concentration.
Yeah, very much so. I'm not a watcher, so I didn't really know what was going on. I knew how the Brits had got on, but I just went out there and rode the course as I found it and as I walked it, and we had a good time.
And there are so few inside the time, so that is now going to catapult you up the leaderboard, and that now gives you a real chance of doing something special.
Yeah, it's great. You know, I kind of hoped being here at Blair it would be a good cross-country competition and the time would be influential, and I think, you know, the weather's definitely played a big part in that, and I was on the right horse today.
You've got a cracking cross-country horse, as proved today. Show jumping?
Well, she can jump. Let's just hope she stays careful when she jumps.
And talk us about the experience of having a European Championship on whole soil and the soggy crowd, but their enthusiasm wasn't dampened.
No, not at all. The crowd were amazing. Even at the highest part of the course, there were people out there cheering us on. It's great to be here, like, at a home nation, and yeah, it's been a wonderful experience.